Summer at Utica Square. Beautiful gardens, shaded walkways, and windows adorned with fashion, home decor, and other items that make this lively season even more vibrant. With each visit to Utica Square, you'll find some very special gifts and unique items. Thursdays at Utica Square takes you away from your busy schedule and gives you time to relax, kick back, and tap your foot with Summer's Fifth Night, the free outdoor concert series that's an oasis to enjoy with family and friends. Jazz, pop, classic rock, swing, and other music stylings from the area's finest performers. As the music plays, the shops and restaurants will be open for your shopping and dining pleasure. Summer's Fifth Night, every Thursday, 7 till 9 p.m. A special music series brought to you by the merchants of Utica Square. Utica Square, a special place. College courses used to be one size fits all. Not anymore. Busy people need courses that fit. That's why Tulsa Community College offers quick courses for busy lives. Quick courses run 8 weeks or less, and they are available in most areas of study. For example, you could take a 1 or 2 week computer course or an 8 week management course. Need to learn French? Try a 3 week introductory course. Math and English come in 4 week blocks. You'll find a variety of subjects in these short formats, and you'll find them on a campus near you. With TCC's 4 campuses, you can take a course anytime, anywhere. Having those choices makes taking classes on your busy schedule a breeze. So, do yourself a favor and try one of the TCC quick courses on for size. Call 595-8136 for a perfect fit at Tulsa Community College this fall. Water. It's so common in our daily lives that it's hard to imagine being without it. In fact, we couldn't exist without water. It's an essential part of every living cell in our bodies, and our entire planet as well. And yet, we often take water for granted. And why not? Simply turn on a tap and it's there, as much as we need, anytime we want it. Americans use a lot of water, and Cobb County is no exception. Every day, nearly 58 million gallons of clean, fresh water flows into our homes, schools, hospitals, industries, and other destinations. Where does our water come from? How does it get to us? After we use the water, where does it go? How does it get there? And what happens to it once it arrives?